This sound file contains the spoken version of a Wikipedia article on Siggy Schmid, recorded by user Pepage. The material recorded is current as of May 11th, 2014. Siggy Schmid from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, from en.wikipedia.org. Contents. This article contains seven sections. The sections are Section 1, Early Life. Section 2, Coaching Career. Section 3, Personal Life. Section 4, Honors. Section 5, See Also. Section 6, References. Section 7, External Links. Siegfried Siggy Schmid, born March 20th, 1953, is a German-American Association football coach. Born in Tübingen, West Germany, he moved to the United States with his family when he was a child. He played college soccer from 1972 to 1975 at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, where he was a starting midfielder in each of his 4 years. He coached his former college team, the UCLA Bruins, between 1980 and 1999. During that period, he became one of the most successful collegiate coaches of all time, leading the Bruins to a record of 322 wins, 63 losses, and 33 draws. The team made 16 consecutive playoff appearances from 1983 to 1998, winning the national championship in 1985, 1990, and 1997. Schmidt also worked with U.S. soccer throughout the 1990s. Schmidt has coached the Los Angeles Galaxy and the Columbus Crew in Major League Soccer, MLS. He became the head coach of Seattle Sounders FC in 2009. Despite never having played soccer at a professional level, he has the most coaching wins in MLS history and was the recipient of the MLS Coach of the Year Award in 1990 and 2008. Throughout his career, Schmidt has received praise from critics for his ability to identify new talent. His defensive tactics are also highly regarded in the press and often cited as a factor in his success. However, their deployment in his final two seasons with Los Angeles led directly to the termination of his contract. With a Bachelor of Economics degree from UCLA and a Master of Business Administration degree from the University of Southern California, he was a certified public accountant, CPA, before coaching full-time. Schmidt and his wife have 4 children, and he has a younger brother. Section 1, Early Life. Siggy Schmidt was born in Tübingen, West Germany, on March 20, 1953. At the age of 4, he moved with his family to the United States and took up residence in Torrance, California in 1962. Schmidt's father, Fritz, a prisoner of war during World War II, worked at Pabst Brewing. His mother, Doris, ran a Los Angeles-based German deli where Schmidt worked on weekends. Schmidt's family spoke German at home, making him feel German despite spending much of his life in America. He began school in the United States with little understanding of English and a stuttering speech disorder he did not overcome until high school. In his youth, Schmidt visited Germany every summer, playing soccer with the local children and watching Bundesliga clubs play exhibition matches in neighboring towns. In 1964, Schmidt played for the inaugural American Youth Soccer Organization team, an achievement for which he was inducted into the National Soccer Hall of Fame in 1996. Despite Schmidt's early soccer experience, his parents thought a career in the sport was unfeasible and encouraged him to pursue business. He enrolled in UCLA in 1972 and was a starting midfielder for the UCLA Bruins from 1972 to 1975. In his first 2 seasons, the Bruins were national runners-up in the championships and advanced to the national semifinals in 1974. In his senior year, Schmidt was selected to the 1975 All-Far West team. Schmidt completed his playing career at UCLA, ranked 11th in all-time assists at the school. He received his Bachelor of Economics degree in 1976 before earning a Master's of Business Administration from the University of Southern California. Between 1978 and 1984, he worked 8 months of the year as a certified public accountant. Section 2, Coaching Career. Section 2.1, UCLA and U.S. Soccer. Schmidt's first coaching experience was in 1975 for Bishop Montgomery High School. He also founded and coached a small club called the South Bay Vikings. Between 1977 and 1979, he served as an assistant coach under Steve Gay at UCLA. Schmidt took over as head coach after Gay left the position in 1980. He began focusing solely on coaching before the 1984 season and was named Coach of the Year by magazine Soccer America. UCLA then won the 1985 NCAA Division I championship by defeating American University 1-0 after 8 periods of overtime. In his first 10 years as coach, the Bruins won or tied 85% of their games. The Bruins won the 1990 national championship by defeating Rutgers 4-3 on penalty kicks after a scoreless regulation, 2 sessions of overtime, and another 2 periods of sudden death. During the 22-game season, UCLA outscored their opponent 61-16. The team continued to thrive in the following season, part of their success coming from Schmidt's decision to move Kobe Jones from a midfield position to forward. Jones later played for Schmidt in the MLS and became a top player for the national team. Schmidt was named the Mountain Pacific Sports Federation Coach of the Year for 3 years straight from 1995 to 1997, and NCAA Coach of the Year in 1997 after UCLA defeated the University of Virginia to win a third NCAA championship. A reporter for the Richmond Times-Dispatch wrote that after winning just 2 titles in 17 postseason appearances, UCLA had finally shed its underachiever label. The writer also applauded Schmidt's decision to move the team's leading striker into a midfield position, which led to a player scoring the winning goal. Schmidt spent 19 seasons as the head coach of UCLA, accumulating a record of 322 wins, 63 losses, and 33 draws, and reaching 16 consecutive playoffs between 1983 and 1998. He earned a reputation for producing some of the nation's best goalkeepers when David Vindol, Brad Friedel, and Matt Reese came through the university. By 1994, he had coached 16 players at UCLA who were later selected for the U.S. national team. Schmidt avoided recruiting foreign talent to bolster his squad. He relied mainly on players from California, whom he believed to be less physically aggressive but more creative and attacking. While coaching at UCLA, Schmidt began to work with the U.S. national team. He was the assistant coach at the 1991 World University Games and traveled with the team to Germany in the fall of 1992. In January 1993, he was selected as an assistant to Bora Milutinovic for the 1994 FIFA World Cup, during which 5 of Schmidt's UCLA players appeared for the national team. He continued as an assistant during the 1995 Pan American Games. After being appointed U.S. Under-20 national team coach in January 1998, Schmidt built his squad around defensive tactics. The team achieved 2nd place in their group during the 1999 FIFA World Youth Championship, defeating England and Cameroon, but were eliminated by the eventual champions, Spain, in the opening knockout round. Schmidt returned to coach the U-20 national team at the 2005 FIFA World Youth Championship. The U.S. won the group in the opening stage of the tournament without conceding a goal, but lost to Italy in the first round of the knockout stage. One of the forwards on the national team, Eric Winalda, said that Schmidt's organization on the field was disciplined. Winalda commented that Schmidt had a great handle on the defensive side of the game, while he also admired that the Strikers were allowed to be creative. Schmidt was inducted into the UCLA Hall of Fame in 2004 after working with UCLA, the national team, and the Los Angeles Galaxy. Section 2.2, Los Angeles Galaxy. Schmidt left UCLA to replace Octavio Zambrano as head coach of the Los Angeles Galaxy 5 games into the 1999 MLS season. At the time, the team was ranked 5th in the Western Conference with a tally of only 3 goals. Under Schmidt, in the remainder of the season, the team had a record of 17-9, finishing with the second-best record in the league, and won their conference, earning him the MLS Coach of the Year award. The team's captain, Robin Fraser, gave credit to Schmidt's emphasis on defense after being named the MLS Defender of the Year. Los Angeles lost 2-0 to DC United in that year's MLS Cup. Schmidt made critical comments of the referees after the match. He received a $1,000 fine and suspension for the first game of the following season. In 2000, Schmidt guided Los Angeles to the playoffs, but lost in the semifinals to the Kansas City Wizards. The team also played in that year's CONCACAF Champions Cup, a competition consisting of the best clubs from North America, Central America, and the Caribbean. The Galaxy defeated the Honduran champion Olimpia 3-2 to win the cup. Schmidt was forced to play an atypical squad since the final was held during the MLS offseason while adjustments to the following season's lineup were being made. His successful team of 2001 enjoyed attacking play. The squad included experienced players such as Kobe Jones, Sasha Victorone, Luis Hernandez, Simon Elliott, and Mauricio Cienfuegos. The Galaxy won the conference by 2 points and finished 4th overall with a 14-7-5 record. The team went on to lose to the San Jose Earthquakes in the MLS Cup, but won the U.S. Open Cup a week later with a 2-1 overtime victory against the New England Revolution. Success followed in 2002 when the Galaxy won the Supporters' Shield for having the best regular season record in the league. Schmidt was lauded for his defensive tactics after adjusting the team's standard formation to a 3-5-2 early in the season. The shift allowed Alexi Lalas to play as a sweeper without specific marking responsibilities in the 3-man defensive line. Schmidt also brought Guatemalan forward Carlos Ruiz to the team. Ruiz won League Most Valuable Player award that year. Amidst criticism for failing to win in previous years, the franchise won its first MLS Cup with a 1-0 overtime victory against New England. The team again reached the Open Cup final, but lost to the Columbus Crew. Victory in the MLS Cup earned the team another berth in the 2003 CONCACAF Champions Cup. Los Angeles advanced past Montaguay in the first round, but fell against Necaxa in the quarterfinals. In MLS, the club had its first losing season with a 9-12-9 record and no victories on the road. The Galaxy failed to score goals consistently during the year, managing only a 4th-place finish in the 5-team Western Conference. In the first round of the playoffs, Los Angeles defeated San Jose 2-0 in the first leg, but during the second leg conceded 5 goals in the second half of the match and were eliminated. Schmidt was criticized by fans, and the press speculated he would not return in 2004. A local writer put some of the blame on a switch to defensive style of play, while some players questioned his tactics. After it was announced that he would remain in his role next season, Schmidt expected a year of rebuilding the team. The following year, he was picked to coach the Western Conference in the All-Star Game. Midway through the season, with the Galaxy in first place, Schmidt was fired after a 5-game stretch without any wins, in which the team scored only 3 goals. General manager Doug Hamilton said that the team had a mission to compete for and win championships, and that, a more entertaining and attractive product on the field was needed. Schmidt left with an overall record of 79, 53, and 32, with a 16, 7, and 3 mark in the playoffs. Reflecting on his demeanor in Los Angeles, Lala said Schmidt had epic explosions. One reporter called him combustible, while another referred to him as fiery. Lalas also commented that playing for Schmidt in Los Angeles required professionalism on and off the field. Section 2.3, Columbus Crew. Schmidt returned to the league as coach of the Columbus Crew in 2006. Rated by the team's general manager, Mark McCullers, as the best coach in America. The team contained young talent, but lacked depth and had no star players. In August, after a streak of 13 winless matches, Schmidt considered resigning. The team suffered from injuries and inconsistent lineups throughout the season, finishing last in the Eastern Conference with just 30 goals, the lowest in the league. By the start of 2007, Schmidt had rebuilt the roster, keeping only 3 players he had inherited and acquired Argentinian attacker Guillermo Barros Cerrado. Schmidt cut the Crew's goalkeeper, John Bush, who had been with the team for 5 years. Schmidt had concerns over Bush's playing style and fitness. Bush later criticized Schmidt's management skills and said he would never work for the coach again, but gave credit to Schmidt's tactical approach. Cerrado's contributions were crucial to Columbus's improvement that season, but the team failed to make the playoffs. A writer for ESPN speculated that the Crew suffered because the team's management would not spend more money, while Schmidt lamented that he could not attract a foreign star to the little-known city of Columbus. The Crew's performance improved remarkably in the 2008 season. Schmidt adjusted their offensive tactics to be based on ball possession and flank speed. He made Cerrado a central part of his plan in a roaming playmaker position, a role in which Cerrado excelled, and the Argentinian was named the league's MVP with a 1-0 victory over the Houston Dynamo at Crew Stadium on April 26. Schmidt became the second MLS coach to win 100 regular season games. The Crew went on to win the Supporters' Shield with the best record in the league. In the playoffs, Columbus defeated the New York Red Bulls 3-1 at Schmidt's former home stadium, Los Angeles' Home Depot Center, to win the MLS Cup. Schmidt received the Coach of the Year award for the second time. Part of the success was attributed to Schmidt's restructuring of the squad in 2006 and 2007. Schmidt declined a contract offer from Columbus after the 2008 season and became coach of Seattle Founders FC. The Crew's ownership believed that Schmidt had been in contract with Founders FC despite being denied permission to talk to other teams during the season. It was also alleged that he shared confidential information with Seattle after his contract with the Crew had ended. The MLS ruled that no tampering had occurred, but ordered Founders FC to financially compensate the Crew. Section 2.4, Seattle Founders FC. Schmidt was named the first coach of the new expansion franchise, Seattle Founders FC. In their 2009 inaugural season, Seattle defeated DC United to win the U.S. Open Cup. On October 24, 2009, Seattle defeated FC Dallas 2-1, giving Schmidt his 125th career MLS regular season win. This win moved Schmidt past Bob Bradley for the most wins in MLS history. He led Seattle to the playoffs where, in the first round, the Dynamo defeated the team 1-0 in overtime of the second leg. Seattle was the first expansion team to make the playoffs in an inaugural season since the 1998 Chicago Fire, when the league was just 2 years old. The team began the 2010 MLS season slowly with injuries to key players that impacted Schmidt's starting lineups. The team had a record of 4-8-3 over the first 15 games. The Sounders, also advanced throughout the preliminary round of the 2010-11 CONCACAF Champions League, but failed to get past the group stage. The 2010 U.S. Open Cup campaign culminated in Schmidt winning his third championship with a 2-1 victory over the Crew at Seattle's Quest Field. No MLS team had previously won back-to-back Open Cups. The Sounders rebounded in the second half of the regular season with a 10-2-3 record to qualify for the playoffs. The team faced Bruce Arena's Galaxy in the two-legged quarterfinal. Both coaches are considered to be among the best in the MLS, and it was the first meeting between the two in the playoffs. The Sounders lost by a 3-1 aggregate, and Arena moved within one game of Schmidt's MLS postseason record of 19 wins. In 2011, Schmidt's Founders FC had many setbacks and a slow start to the season. The club won just 3 of its first 10 matches. Schmidt signed a long-term contract extension on July 14, 2011, which could keep him with the club throughout the 2015 MLS season. The extension is dependent on some club options and performance triggers. Although some fans had become frustrated with what they saw as tactical inflexibility and mismanagement of players, general manager Adrian Hanar praised Schmidt's professionalism and success. The Sounders went on to finish the regular season with the second best record in the league at 18 wins, 9 draws, 7 losses, and qualified for the playoffs for a third consecutive year. Schmidt again led his club to the final of the U.S. Open Cup tournament. They defeated the Chicago Fire 2-1 to become the first team since 1968 to win the tournament 3 times consecutively. Seattle also advanced to the knockout stages of the CONCACAF Champions League. However, in the MLS playoffs, Sounders FC was again eliminated from the MLS Cup playoffs in the conference semifinal round by Real Salt Lake. In 2012, Seattle lost in the two-legged 2011-2012 CONCACAF Champions League quarterfinals by an aggregate score of 7-3 to Santos Laguna. The Sounders advanced to the finals of the Open Cup, where they were defeated by Sporting Kansas City after penalty kicks. Schmidt was furious over what he saw as a controversial call that handed Kansas City the victory. The team finished the regular season with a 15-8-11 record to make the playoffs, where they advanced past Real Salt Lake to reach the Conference Championship Series against the Galaxy. The team played defensive and suffered a 3-0 blowout in the first leg. They won on the return leg, but lost on aggregate. The Sounders began the 2013 regular season without a win until their sixth match. After advancing through the early stages of the 2012-13 CONCACAF Champions League the year prior, Seattle lost in the semifinals to Santos Laguna. The team was knocked out of their 2013 Open Cup in their first match against the lower division Tampa Bay Rowdies. Seattle would rally during the middle of the season to put the Supporters' Shield and the regional Cascadia Cup in reach. The team ended the season on a skid of 7 matches without a win that included substantial losses to both Colorado and rival Vancouver. The Sounders beat Colorado in the knockout round of the 2013 MLS Cup playoffs before losing 2 matches against arch-rival Portland. At the end of the season, a poll in the Seattle Times showed that many fans wanted to see Schmidt fired. Pundits speculated on the possibility of his termination based on what they saw as poor tactics, a history of mismanaging skilled players, and a fan base that had higher expectations. Section 3. Personal Life. Schmidt lives in Bellevue, Washington during the season. His wife, Valerie, lives in the couple's home in California. They have 4 children, Eric, Kurt, Kyle, and Lacey. Kurt played soccer at Wake Forest and UCLA and has been an assistant coach at St. Mary's College and UC Irvine. He is currently an assistant coach for Sounders FC. Kyle has played as a defender at UC Irvine and was in the USL Premier Development League with the Orange County Blue Star. Schmidt has rarely missed game days in the MLS, but took time off for Lacey and Kurt's weddings and Kurt's college graduation. Schmidt's younger brother, Roland, lives in the Seattle area, and having family in the area was one of the factors which persuaded Schmidt to accept the job in Seattle. Section 4. Honors. Section 4.1. Individual. National Soccer Hall of Fame Inductee, 1996. NCAA Coach of the Year, 1997. MLS Coach of the Year Award, 1999-2008. UCLA Athletics Hall of Fame Inductee, 1996. Section 4.2. Managerial. College Cup, 1985, 1990, 1997. CONCACAF Champions Cup, 2000. Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, 2001, 2009, 2010, 2011. MLS Supporters Shield, 2002, 2008. MLS Cup, 2002, 2008. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org.